What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and joining me here at the roundtable as 411 Teen panelists, I welcome students from Florida High. Andrew Rickershaw is in the 10th grade. He is at FSU High, and he is into cross country, running, Boy Scouts, and I can't read that last one. Okay. Well, welcome again. Always glad to have you. Jason Scruggs. Jason has been here so many times, and we're always glad to have her. No, because you always offer a unique perspective, and so we're always really glad to have you. You're into video production and SGA, and she's a senior, so I guess I won't be seeing a lot more of you, huh?
I wish, but good to be here.
Helen Abernathy, also from Florida High in the 10th grade, so you've got a couple years with me. SGA and video productions.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. From city to suburb to wide open countryside, fast food has become a common denominator. The fast food industry has an annual budget of $110 billion in the United States alone, nearly a third more than Americans spend on higher education. This equation looks like this. Fast-paced life plus fast food outlets equal teens packing away burgers and fries or some other fast food at an average of 3 times a week. In every corner of America, the fast food industry quite simply has planted its archers and brilliantly glowing signs. When I say fast food to you, what comes to mind?
I think of the more popular chains like McDonald's and Burger King. I usually just think of like burger joints or maybe Chick-fil-A. Okay. I don't really consider things like Subway fast food.
Oh, okay.
Even if they're like served quickly, I usually like correlate fast food with unhealthy food as well.
Okay. All right.
I agree with Jason. Like when I think of fast food, I think of McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. I consider one. Not like Jimmy John's or like any like type of healthier sandwich place.
Okay.
Other than like fried foods.
But what about things like Kentucky Fried and Popeyes? Where do they sit?
I would consider them a fast food restaurant.
I consider them fast food too.
Okay, so they're fast food, but they're not hamburgers. That's why I'm just trying to throw that in there. All right, Andrew, where do you sit now? When I say fast food, I mean just what automatically comes to mind?
Well, honestly, fast food I usually associate with, like, drive-thrus, which really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can drive through Subway and those, too. So I'm just trying to get a feel from you all, you know, just how you define what fast food means to you. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of open to interpretation. Like,
What is your favorite, if you have one, fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I just like it a lot.
Okay. That's a good reason. That's all you need.
I don't really eat fast food that much. I guess Subway because there's one. Well, I mean, I don't even consider that fast food. I don't know. I don't eat fast food.
Okay. All right.
Probably Whataburger. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Whataburger is supposed to be a pretty good, as far as burgers go, it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When you think about your peers, what is fast, and you're shaking your head, is fast food as important to them or more important to them than it is to you? I mean, because you all seem kind of, it's okay.
Yes. Like, my friends are very unhealthy, and whenever I do eat unhealthy, it's around my friends. Like, my friends eat, like, 300-pound men, and they're, like, 120-pound girls. So, yes, it's very important to them.
Okay. You find that to be the case, Andrew?
Honestly, I don't go out to fast food that much, but, yeah.
Well, what I'm getting at, the reason I'm going in this direction, is trying to find out what are the variables,
What are the characteristics? What do you consider when you get hungry? Does nutrition come into play? Does what comes into your mind when you make that selection? Helen.
Like, let's say I'm hungry, like, I'm at school, and if someone will, like, mention a fast food restaurant, like, as I'm thinking that I'm hungry, then instantly I'll want it. Like, but also, like, fruit, I mean, I guess people don't really crave it as much as they would fast food, but also, like, there's a lot of healthier options in fast food to have that are just as good.
What do you think is the appeal in fast food? Why do we see so many teens? Because they identify
teens. It's so cheap. Like, I know so many people that even I do this, like, sometimes pay with things in quarters during lunch. Like, during lunch at our school, we'll go to the gas station, and I'll usually get, like, trail mix or something, and then I'll even pay for that in quarters. Like, it just is really cheap, and it's really beneficial whenever you're young and don't have a job or only have, like, a minimum wage job.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't know if we know how to cook. I mean, you can go to a store and, like, buy stuff pre-made, right. But, I mean, would that really be that much better than fast food? Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What role does nutrition play? I mean, is it important? Is it something that you take under consideration when you are going to buy something to eat? Or is it just, you know, you're driven by, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. I mean, do you really actively consider, I'm in McDonald's or I'm, you know, in Burger King or wherever? Does that make a difference? I'll start with you, Jason, and I know, share your eating habits because yours are a little different.
Yes, I'm vegetarian, so that usually crosses out a lot of unhealthy options. And then with me being vegetarian, over the summer I had a lot of time to cook my own food and go out and buy healthier food. So I had so much more time in the school year, and I would cook my meals, and they'd be homemade, and they'd be really healthy. So now if I ever eat anything unhealthy, my stomach really hurts. And, like, the other day in class, a girl had McDonald's fries, and I was starving. So I had, like, 5 fries, and my stomach felt like it was bleeding. Like, it hurt so bad. And I just get nauseous and sick now whenever I eat anything really unhealthy like that.
Well, that's
so
good.
I usually make healthier options.
Because your body dictates it.
Yeah, I feel better. Like, you just feel better. And then the longer you eat healthier, like, your skin is clear. Like, you feel, like, just so much more energy, and you just feel so much better when you eat healthy.
When you say you eat healthy, how do you define healthy?
I think of clean foods. I think of not fried, not pre-made food, like Andrew was talking about. Yeah. I think, like, pure vegetables and grains and fruit as well. So, yes. And then I don't count my calories or do anything like that. Mm-hmm. That's just very time-consuming. And calories, people have put such an emphasis on that being correlated with health, but it really doesn't.
Mm. Now, Helen, what does eating healthy mean for you?
Well, in my family, we do not, like, eat out, like, at night. Like, my mom will make a healthy dinner or a supplement of going out to a restaurant and getting something there that's probably not as healthy as what we would eat.
What's a healthy dinner? I mean, we're just trying to get a feel.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I guess, like, I mean, would spaghetti be healthy? Like, I mean, I don't know. We have spaghetti and chicken with, like, rice and with, like, vegetables side or something like that.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, going out and getting a burger with french fries.
I see you nodding your head, Andrew. I know we were talking about this a little bit before we started the program, but share with us.
Yeah. When I'm out, as far as the meal's concerned, I may not think as much about the meals, like, health benefits or activities, but the drinks, like, I definitely, because I'm a runner during the season in cross country, I don't drink soda, like, at all. Pretty much just water, and I'll let myself have some sweet tea, but that's about all I drink.
And you raise a good point, because that soda consumption among teens is way high, okay? And we know soda has nothing but empty calories, so there's nothing good for you in soda.
Yeah.
But as we look at fast food, and we're going to get back to soda, what is it about fast food, from your perspective, that makes it so unhealthy? And I'll just go around the table, because I think I'd like to hear each one of you. What is it?
Maybe it's almost too convenient. like, if you're even a little bit hungry, you can just stop by and just pick something up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the fact that it's, like, fried and you're not knowing what's in the food, like, you can get chicken, but is it really chicken or is it really a burger?
Right.
So just not knowing what's in your food makes it unhealthy to me or mm-hmm. makes it, like, not good.
I was reading, I know, in preparation for the show, reference I was reading was talking about vegetarian burgers, and they said that even some vegetarian burgers that are sold at fast food places
mm-hmm.
may have meat byproducts. Have you heard that?
No, but I don't eat. I don't know of any fast food restaurants that sell vegetarian burgers, and so I haven't had it.
Mm-hmm.
I just get mine from the store.
I know where it was. It was New York up front because they were talking about McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And McDonald's in India have their hamburgers are vegetarian.
Because they're Hindu.
Because they're Hindu. Mm-hmm. But they pointed out that some of the vegetarian burgers indeed had some meat byproducts.
Yeah, I don't think fast food restaurants are trustworthy.
Yeah, just like cutting corners to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not caring as much about consumer service.
That's just...
And then in fast food restaurants, I don't even think, like, their burgers are just burger meat. I think they put other stuff in that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
a lot
just...
of fillers, oatmeal mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just not trustworthy there. And then I don't think... And the cooks aren't that qualified either. Like, mm-hmm. I've just... It's not something qualified for where you'd want to be eating.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, generally.
Yeah. Have any of you ever worked in a fast food place or had friends that worked in a fast food place?
I knew somebody that worked at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have friends that work at Chick-fil-A.
And what are their comments?
I think they work in the back.
Yeah, I think they just work the cashier because I've never heard them complain about... Mm-hmm. Like, what goes in the food or how it's being cooked or anything.
Okay, so they're the cashier. They're not really involved in the preparation of the food. Would you consider a job in a fast food place?
I'd hope that I could get a better job than that. But
you know, they're not bad in between.
Yeah, I mean, just for a job, yeah.
I'd like for money, but it doesn't seem like something I want to be supporting.
You tuned in to 411 Teen. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. We've been discussing fast foods and the impact of fast foods on our bodies, kind of going to look at other alternative healthy lifestyles. When I say healthy lifestyle, what comes to mind? Because I don't mean just what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
What would a healthy lifestyle be for you, Jason?
Regular exercise, getting a good amount of sleep, and then also treating your body good. Like, don't take in a lot of drugs like nicotine products or alcohol or any other type of drugs. And then, of course, the food part.
Okay, of course, the food part. Same thing for you. Or
pretty much, yeah. Having a regular exercise schedule, eating healthy, not putting things in your body that would make it so it would have problems in the future. Stuff like that.
Oh, Andrew, now, would you add anything to that as far as, you know, a healthy lifestyle?
I think that's good. Just, yeah.
Okay. Now, am I talking to the choir? Because you all seem to be pretty, you know, well-grounded. And, mm-hmm. you know, this isn't good and you try to avoid. But when you think about your friends, you know, peers, are they as sensitive to... a healthy lifestyle, are they as sensitive to what they eat as you all are? I mean, on the average, I'm trying to get a feel for, you know, the average team. What do you all think?
Athletic friends, they're the ones that care more. Whenever I played soccer and ran track, we're the ones, like the people I was around, the ones who would care more about what we ate. And then, like, I went 2 years without drinking any soda at all. And now I don't drink it regularly, but I, like, go, like, a few months. Like, sometimes I'll have one just because I need, like, a caffeine boost or something. And I started to have a bad habit of drinking coffee. And, but, yeah, I used to go, like,
was coffee
only
bad?
Drinking water. Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. Helen. But as far as your friends and being tuned in to what they eat and their healthy lifestyle and, you know, how they perform, are they in tune with that? Does that matter?
I would consider some people, like, it does depend if you're, like, an athlete mm-hmm. or you actually, like, have something to, like, be in shape for or feel healthy for. For the people who don't necessarily play sports or anything, I know, like, that they do care about their bodies, but, like, they'll go to fast food restaurants more often, and if it's, like, more convenient for them just to go there, like, some of my friends will just, I know some of my friends eat out, like, every single night at, like,
really?
Mm-hmm. I have friends who eat, like, their moms and their families just don't like cooking, mm-hmm. so they'll just eat out every night from restaurants or different places.
Oh, that's a drag. I mean, to me, that's just, you know. That. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it, but I know that okay. some of my friends do eat out every night.
Okay. All right. Well, what about you, Andrew?
I think most of my friends are pretty conscious about that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but some of them wouldn't have any inhibitions on, like, setting that to the side if for just some fast food.
Yeah. Okay. So what I hear you saying is they're aware of it, they're conscious, but if the group says, let's go to Mickey D's, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then everybody nods their head on that. And as we talk about Mickey D's, we are seeing not just with McDonald's, but Burger King has done a lot of the fast food. We're seeing a shift or a change in their whole menu selection. Mm-hmm. I mean, McDonald's has gone to 24-hour breakfast. I don't know if that's good or not good, but that they've gone to that. We have salads. We have where we can get yogurt. What do you make of this shift? What do you think about it?
Personally, I would never eat a salad from a fast food restaurant, ever. Never.
Me either.
That just doesn't, no.
Because I know that they, like, for their other foods, they put chemicals in their stuff for it to last longer, because these foods would not be lasting these freezers that long if it was regular food. And I know no telling what they do to the vegetables or anything in those salads.
Like, and then most of the salad is iceberg, and that's mm-hmm. the worst lettuce in the world. I mean,
exactly.
It's not nothing.
No, and then the
value. It's no value.
And then the dressing. That
it probably
know
has more
like
calories. Yeah, probably
yeah,
so many calories.
When and looking at food selection, how much influence does peer pressure have? I mean, do you find that you are pressured, or not you specifically, mm-hmm. but one, teens are pressured by peers to go a particular place or whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, all my closest friends, they, like, I have no vegetarian friends, and, yeah, not at all. It's very unfortunate.
Really?
And then I have, like, a group of three other girlfriends, and, like, they're my best friends, but they're so unhealthy, and it's just so hard to hang out with them, because all they ever want to do is go to restaurants and go out to eat, and they want to go to the most, like, unhealthy places ever. So that's, whenever I do eat unhealthy, it's definitely with them.
mm-hmm. And you mentioned this earlier, Tayson. What about the food handling, the food preparation? I think about, this was a long time ago, but it was that Jack in the Box. And all these people, there were like 700 people that became ill from some Jack in the Box out west. It's a hamburger kind of place. And 4 people died from it. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this was like in probably like before you were born, because this was in the 90s. Early 93, 94, something around in there, okay? But does food preparation matter? Are you concerned about the food preparation?
I'd say it definitely matters. I go on a lot of camping trips and stuff, so we have to prepare our own meals.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wash out our stuff afterwards. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do that, if you don't have the water to like a high enough boil and it doesn't get clean, you can get all kinds of different diseases and stuff, and really bad.
And then even I wonder about just, you know, so much can be avoided by washing your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But do they wash their hands?
That's like, it's one of the main reasons, like, I wouldn't eat a hamburger from a fast food restaurant. Or, like, even if I would eat a chicken sandwich or anything, like, if as I'm eating it, like, I can just imagine, like, all the things that have gone into the chicken and, like, who made the chicken. It's just, I
what did the chickens eat?
Yeah, like, what did they feed the chickens while?
What condition were the chickens in?
And whenever you're getting paid so low and stuff and just not a well, like, there's no benefits really to working in a fast food restaurant, what reason do they have to be treating your food well? Like, whenever you go to a high-end restaurant, like, they have reasons to. They are working to make your food good. But those people, they really have no reason to care a lot about your food.
Well, that might be a valid point. And also, when you look at the workers in these fast food restaurants, they have changed. They used to be teenagers. You don't see a lot of teenagers now. I mean, because, you know, economics, the job market is so limited that you see, you know, folks who are holding down a family, a household, working in fast food places, okay? And Helen, you were talking about beef. You know, the concerns of beef are at the top of the list, you know, considering disease. And, you know, in Great Britain, they had, you know, 90 people in Great Britain that died from, you know, contaminated beef. And a typical hamburger I was reading may contain meat from hundreds of different cattle. Okay. So, I mean, that's something to be, you know, somewhat concerned about, if you ask me. All right. Now, we mentioned nutrition. Nutrition and exercise kind of go hand in hand for a well-balanced, healthy lifestyle. How important is exercise to you? Considering, you know, the rate of obesity among American children has doubled, you know, and since the early 70s, it's just skyrocketed. So what role does exercise play in your lives?
Helen. I would say, like, I try to do some type of exercise every day because I used to cheer, so it was, like, a constant, like, I would do something every day after school, and then I didn't this year. So I tried to, like, keep doing something every day. I mean, some days, like, I'll have so much homework that I just won't, but I usually go on walks with my friend every day, like, later in the day. Or I try to do something that's, like, more active than just not doing anything all day.
Okay.
And healthier.
So you do actively try to incorporate some physical activity into your daily routine. Now, is that the case for both of you, Jason and Andrew? I mean, do you find that you are, you know, doing something, you know, exercising?
Yeah, during the cross-country season, it actually just ended recently, but I do 2 hours of exercise about every day during the school week, and over the weekend I do my own thing. And since the season's ended, I've still been running three days a week, running about 4 miles or so. Not too much.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, just staying healthy.
Do you find your friends are doing the same level of activity, or are you the exception?
A lot of people just, like, hate the idea of running because it's just really, it is painful. I'm not going to lie. But
I mean, if not running, let's say any type of physical type, whether it's walking the dog or.
Okay, yeah. Most of my friends have something they do. I mean.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, like, a lot of people I know just won't, like, I mean, it's not that they, like, specifically don't try to not exercise. Like, it's not like their number one thing is to exercise, you know? Like, they don't necessarily care about exercising, but not that they don't care about their body. They just, like, exercise just isn't their main concern. But, like, it's just not, like, always number one in their minds, I guess.
Okay,
so they just, like, need to get into the habit of it?
Yeah, kind of. But it's not like they do it every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to exercise all the time. I ran track and I played soccer. So in between, like, conditioning and stuff, I would play sports year round. But since my junior year of high school, I did not have time to do it. I've been in so many AP classes, and I live an hour away from school. So that takes up 2 hours of my day from driving. Mm-hmm. And, that's like, since last year and this year, I don't exercise every day like I used to for 2 hours because, you know, that's how long practice is. And I try to, and I wish I could exercise more, but now I focus more on my eating. Because since I can't exercise, I used to be less healthy whenever I exercise all the time. But now that I don't exercise, I'm like, well, I need to be concerned about my health if I food wise. So now I eat a lot more healthier and exercise less. But I wish I could balance it out, but I just don't have the time to.
Now, Jason, you were mentioning that, you know, during lunchtime, sometime you might run across the street and grab some trail mix or something like that. I'd like us to, in these few minutes here, explore the options of what you have to eat at school, okay? Do you have soda machines in the school?
No.
Yeah.
There's soda?
Yeah, you can get Coke, right?
Well, we have the water machines.
Oh, there's like Coke Zero.
I don't know if they got
No, they still have them. You can get Diet Cokes at school.
Okay, you can get Diet Coke or... Only Coke, but our diet
you can get
sodas.
Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coke Cherry Zero,
and like Sprite.
Zero.
But we just got water machines with apple
got
juice
some water
and orange
machines.
Juice in it, too.
Okay.
That one's cool.
That's good. So you can also get
water.
Apple,
mm-hmm.
water,
apple juice, cranberry juice, cranberry I think, juice. And then orange juice.
Okay. Now, what other things do you have in vending machines? Do you know?
No That's there's no machines. Food vending machines, but we have a la carte, which you can get at lunch, mm-hmm. is like Pop Tarts and like other kinds of popcorn and chips. And I mean, I usually just don't buy that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to get a feel for mm-hmm. what the options are, what is available to you.
Well, like I don't eat on campus because mm-hmm. whenever like 11th and 12th graders can go off campus,
right.
and we have a very short lunch, so we can only eat at a limited amount of places. And there's Subway, McDonald's, a gas station gate. There's some food options there: Publix, Starbucks, Hungry Howie's, and then a Japanese and Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all there.
Those are the options that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I guess you still would be eating on campus.
Mm-hmm. I can't go off.
And yeah. Okay. And so what's the menu? What's it involve?
I actually don't eat the school lunch. I bring my own lunch from home.
Okay.
So I'm usually
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Did any of you bring your own lunch from home?
I don't eat school lunch either, but I'm in culinary, so I have to work in the cafeteria sometimes, like prepare food. Like the school lunches.
Oh, do you?
Because our school is K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have it third period. So the third graders eat during third period. So I'll go in the cafeteria and help with the food
mm-hmm.
For the people who work in there.
What's the food preparation like in there?
There's a lot that you can be put to do. You can work the line of, like, serving the kids, or you can go in the back and work in the freezer, just freezing in there. Or you can just take out the trash and some stuff. But usually they have you, like, lay out different foods from, like, the freezer, and you can, like, lay out the chicken patties or whatever they do serve
mm-hmm.
for the next day. And, like,
Do you have a salad bar at school?
Yes.
Yes,
there's pre-made
I
salads,
think.
But they're not good.
Well, that's not to be. Yeah, that's not an exception. A lot of people mm-hmm. talk about the cafeteria. And I
used to take that class too, but mm-hmm. then after I did it, I was grossed out because I was like, there's kids my age operating this. They could sneeze on this. They could do nasty things. And I said, I stopped eating school lunch after that because I was kind of just, I was uncomfortable with it. I didn't know kids from our, like, high school actually did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of supervision is it?
Well, there's really, I mean, it's not like, not bad supervision. I mean,
but it's just like if someone wasn't looking, someone could sneeze on it, and it could just be a careless student, and they could just.
Of course,
shrug
that can happen anywhere.
Yeah,
it can happen anywhere.
The worker.
Restaurants, we can't put it on school.
But I really mean, don't trust my peers.
And well, you know, you would be surprised at the ratings that some of these restaurants have. You go in some of these, even high class, expensive restaurants, and you may see. Rat droppings and roaches. And, I mean, it's not bizarre to see those. It's not, you know, really aberrant to see, you know, that kind of thing in these restaurants. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just say that because you don't want to be misled and fooled and think because, you know, this is McDonald's, so it, you know, people don't care, whereas this is whatever, you know, restaurant you want, and it's going to be of a different quality. That's not always the case, you know. So, okay. More and more teens weigh far too much. The problem is growing. It's getting more and more. 16% of young people between the ages of 12 and 19 are overweight, according to the federal study for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And an additional 15% of teens are at risk for becoming overweight. Are you aware of those numbers, and what does that say to you? Because I thought they were really, like, shocking.
Yeah, that's crazy, the amount of obese teenagers. Because you don't really, like, see, like, I mean, I don't really, like, see a whole bunch of obese teenagers.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, not necessarily. Like, I mean, a few I know are, like, bigger than others, but...
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't think that 60% of teenagers are... Overweight.
Americans overall are fat. I mean, you know, not just teens. Overall, they're just way too fat, which leads to a lot of other problems that we're going to talk about. But I just wondered how much you encountered, you know, overweight teens, and what was your reaction or response to that. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, and I've got dynamic folks, students from Florida High. We're exploring your eating options and your weight options and exercise. We're going to take a break, but we will return momentarily. The ranks of the overweight and obese are rapidly increasing in the United States. 23% of the population is obese. 1 in 3 are 58 million American adults aged 20 to 74 are overweight. Overweight and obesity are more than just a cosmetic concern. Overweight and obesity are known factors for diabetes, high blood pressure, gallbladder disease, arthritis, respiratory problems, some forms of cancer, and it goes on and on and on. More than 1 in 5 children and adolescents aged 6 through 17 are overweight. This is particularly ironic because the American culture is obsessed with dieting and thinness, if you think about it, okay? We spend more than $53 billion a year on weight loss products and services. My question is, what's going on? Why are we seeing more and more weight problems in America? What is it about our eating habits? You know, we've talked about nutrition. Does nutritional value matter at all? What is the general attitude among your peers concerning weight?
I think that there's obviously a big body image problem with, like, our youth today, especially with females, and they're so focused on this perfect body and stuff. And I think people are looking away from the actual factors of being healthy and viewing it as an image. They just see this body type, and that's what they aim for, but they don't understand that it's what's more important is feeling healthy, feeling, like, good about yourself and having energy. And also whenever people are in the process of losing weight, who are overweight, they don't focus on that, and they just put so much stress and pressure on themselves, and then they have a relapse, and then they go back to their food because they're not focusing on slow steps to being healthy. Instead, they're looking like to a fast-paced goal to having a thin body.
Now, Chasen, you mentioned females and noting that there's a difference between females and males. Andrew, what are you saying?
It's definitely, if a guy's not taking care of himself. He's not strong or not. It's not so much being thin for a guy. Mm-hmm. It's just being athletic more.
Mm-hmm. Being virile and strong.
You put your identity in that. It's too much rather than, like if you see someone that's overweight going to the gym rather than supporting them, they're probably going to get judged.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
All makes right. no so sense, too, because they're fixing society. The problem.
They're trying to fix their problem, not to make it worse. Mm.
And so you see the same thing, Helen? Or
yeah.
What? Yeah. Okay. When it comes to food, and this is something we didn't touch on, does it matter? Do you prefer organic products? And if so, why?
I like organic because of the factors that the fertilizers and the runoff that it does and the damage it does to the environment. But organic food is more expensive. And to be quite honest, I don't really taste that much of a difference between whenever it comes to vegetables or fruit. I don't. But if I had more money, I would definitely always buy organic. But then again, one time we did have a conversation on here about how just because it's labeled organic, what exactly does that mean?
What does that – you were reading my
yes.
mind. Yeah. And that is a big issue. That's mm-hmm. an ongoing issue because, you know, you can slap organic on there. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. What's going on? Do any of you recycle?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My family recycles.
Okay. That's good. That I mean, because that's all a part of it when we're talking about healthy lifestyles. Okay. Do you recycle? What do you do? Do you go and use the same plastic bags over and over again? Do you have your own shopping bag that you use? You know, that makes a difference. We're talking about the environment. We're talking about, where you're going to live and what you're going to be exposed to and your children and your children's children. Okay. How did you learn about nutrition? You know, we talked about not the beef and the impact that it may have and cleanliness. Where did you learn about nutrition? I mean, and by that I mean, do you take a class for it? What kind of instruction do you get, formal instruction, at the school level?
I know in Hope. PE. Mm-hmm. I know everyone had to take it to graduate. I know we learned about nutrition and how exercise affects your daily life and all the stuff that we're pretty much talking about. Mm-hmm. I learned in PE in eighth grade, I think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we learned it in PE, but actually I learned about it beforehand through the Boy Scouts, but
okay.
Yeah.
The classes we have at school, these aren't necessary or anything, but these mm-hmm. were electives. Oh. I took anatomy, so I learned a lot about the human body and then diseases and stuff, so and a lot of them correlated with health. And then I also take AP Environmental Science right now, and then mm-hmm. so food sometimes has to do with mm-hmm. it. But then I also learn because I go out of my way, I look on the internet, and I also watch documentaries about food. I watched a lot of stuff like that.
So you really are the poster child. and that's good. That's a good thing.
I mean,
that's
I try not, to be. It's difficult, well, but you know, at least I'm giving an effort.
Yeah, and that's very important, that you are in tune. What we talk about, we've talked about diet, we've talked about food consumption. What do you consider a well-balanced diet? What is a well-balanced diet?
Just protein through like meat and milk and that sort of thing, like grains, mm-hmm. bread, vegetables and fruits, just like make sure you have a little bit of everything.
Okay.
In my lunch, pretty much every day, I have some almonds, which is the stuff's good for you.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're conscientious too.
Yeah.
Very conscientious.
I mean, I guess it's good to have a well-balanced diet, and usually I don't, like, I know breakfast is, like, the most important meal of the day, but I usually don't eat breakfast because I just don't like eating in the morning because it makes my stomach feel upset, probably because I don't eat in the morning ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if I ever do, it hurts my stomach. And at lunch, like, I mean, I'll usually just eat when I get home because I don't get hungry during the day. But I will eat a lot when I get home. Like, when I got home today, I had a grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
And for dinner, I'll probably have something. I'm not sure. But I guess it is. It's important to have a good balance of protein and fruits and vegetables.
I think, balance is avoiding processed food, you know, making food at home for the most part because, you know, you don't know what's in the food at places where other people make it. And then I think it's important to, like Andrew said, your protein and then also your fiber and then looking at the amount of fats and foods.
How much water do you all drink?
A lot of water.
I try to drink a lot, too.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Okay. The size, excuse me, and how high caloric content of what we eat appears to be some of the significant problems. Why are Americans tipping the scale? I mean, what do you think is going on? Because it's across the board.
Well, our serving size
starts with babies when we're giving them that formula, you know? And it just continues. But go right into it, Chase.
Our serving size in the United States is so much bigger compared to especially European countries. Mm-hmm. They eat such a smaller amount of meals and stuff, and ours is like double the amount, and it's not a normal serving size. And we're just grown up in that situation, and we're like learned to think, oh, I need this much to feel full.
Mm-hmm. We don't feel full unless we're stuffed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got to be like, oh. And then, you know, we're full.
That's when not how it's supposed to be.
Right. You could have eaten half that much.
Mm-hmm.
What role do you think culture, and you kind of touched on this when you were talking about Americans versus Europeans, but what role do you think culture and ethnicity may play in our food consumption?
Well, as far as, like, the United States, like, eating until you're full isn't, like, a bad thing. But in other countries, if you eat until you're full, it's considered, like, gluttonous. So that's just a little thing.
That's a good point. That makes a big distinction there.
Yeah, and when you think about, like, how much some other people have in other countries, it's kind of like, is there something we could possibly do? Because, I mean, we have so much excess.
We throw away so much food.
Exactly.
And, it's a shame because, you know, I saw this documentary on all the food that Americans were throwing away, even the grocery stores.
Yeah.
They're throwing it away. It's past the expiration date, so they have to toss it out. And there was a big deal about being able to give this food to homeless shelters.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And it just seems like it makes no sense.
Yeah, to think that people are, like, starving on our streets when we're living in the United States, like, we have a responsibility. Are we really the country that we claim to be if we can't even take care of our own?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. What role does Madison Avenue or the media, so to speak, have on our eating and our nutritional habits? Because if you look at television, none of you would be nearly as healthy to me as you are, or conscientious as you are.
Yeah, it has, like I said, to do with body images and stuff because, you know, so many people in reality shows and celebrities have these unrealistic figures and then people are like, wow, I aspire for that. And then I think that leads to a lot of people wanting to be healthy. That's all leads to eating disorders.
Yeah.
But then also there's so much advertisement and stuff of unhealthy foods and, oh, McDonald's is so cheap. It's 24-hour breakfast. You know, it's so accessible. So then that kind of triggers us to be like, wow, I'm really hungry. I could use some fries because that'd be really quick to get in cheap.
It's cheap. You know, you got a dollar, you can get any size of drink you want. I was driving by McDonald's and I saw that today. $1, you can get any size, whether it's sweet tea or a soda, a dollar will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is pretty cheap.
Yeah, the people who are hungry and are just coming home from work, like,
and why you think, oh, let me just drive through here, I'm hungry, let me grab.
Like, why would you want to go cook a meal if it's so easy to access right there?
Any
As far as, like, television, I don't really watch television. I mean,
oh, well, it doesn't have to be television, media.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, just driving around town, there's all kinds of signs and everything. It's kind of hard to miss, but, yeah.
Another concept that we have is the all you can eat. All you can eat. Come here. You can get all you can eat. How do you feel about that? Have you ever gone to all you can eat? What do you think of them?
Well, one time I only had like a couple things to eat in 3 days, and then I went to all you can eat buffet, and I had 2 full plates of breakfast food. I was so hungry.
And how were you after that?
I could not move, and I didn't eat for the rest of the day after that. So that was just a weird week for me, eating-wise.
But, you know, what message does all-you-can-eat send?
Just probably not a very positive one if you're trying to eat healthy, where you can just pay, like, $5 and eat an endless amount of food that you want.
And that's
it's crazy.
And, like, maybe people feel like they need to get their money's worth out of
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's how my parents are, or not my parents. Yeah. I would go, whenever I go out of town to Alabama to visit my grandma, like, it's such a small town, and there's an all-you-can-eat buffet there. And I went, and I barely got anything, because it was all this old, like, southern food and stuff. I don't really like that type of food. And my grandpa was like, you need to go get 2 more plates and eat them. I was like, what? I'm not even hungry. He's like, well, you can give me the plates, because you need to get our money's worth.
Oh, okay.
Or just, like, get 2 more things of it.
Yeah, but if it's like after a workout or something, then I'm hungry anyway, and I could probably put that away.
And it does depend on what's going on with you and your life and your lifestyle. I mean, if you've been out working out and you're hungry, or the individual who, as you were saying, Chasen, is hungry, they're driving home from work and they didn't have lunch, maybe they worked through lunch, and they think, I'll just go through wherever, Burger King or whatever, and just, you know, then you're enticed to eat unhealthy because of other circumstances that are going on in your life. What about vitamins? In these last 3 or 4 minutes, let's look at supplements. What about vitamins? Are vitamins important? Do you take vitamins, or do you take any type of other supplements?
Personally, I don't take any vitamins. I mean, I just don't like taking vitamins.
I have a multivitamin I take once a day, but I don't really think about it much. It's kind of just a habit, I guess.
And I ask this only because, you know, you see so much about vitamins and supplements, and they're good for you, and everybody needs them, and you don't get enough, and so you don't eat correctly. And if you don't eat correctly, this is a way to complement your lack of intake, whatever it may be. So I'm just wondering, are vitamins anything that your generation, your age group, do they engage in vitamins?
Well, I take B12 and biotin.
Okay.
But I don't really, none of my peers, I'm not sure if any of them take vitamins.
Okay. When I was little, I took the Flintstone gummies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Me too. Because they taste good.
They taste like candy. Okay. In school, do you still have PE? And if you do, what options do you have?
It's only required for you to take 1 year of PE as a high school elective. Like, to graduate, you only have to take 1 year. Or, like, HOPE counts as one, like, a credit in PE. But you can still take PE. Like, I know if you play football, if you're in some type of sport, like, seventh period is usually, like, used to, like, get ready for the sport that's that you're about to go practice for.
So,
I don't take PE.
Okay.
Neither do I.
But you were real active, though, as an athlete.
Yes. Right? I played school sports from 6th grade to 10th grade. And so I was active then. I was very active.
Now, Chasen, what has happened these last couple of years?
You know, college resumes and community service. And I became the vice president of SGA.
So your time is divided, is what I hear.
Yes, and then since I live so far away, that takes out a big chunk of my day. And I rarely sleep, too. So.
Wow. Yeah, well, if you spend 2 hours... And, you know,
my car.
Yeah,
and I drive, so it's not like my mom or anything's driving. I can just do my homework. So that just takes
a lot of time. So that does take a lot of time. What about you, Andrew?
I haven't taken PE for the last 2 years, but I've done cross country both of those years. And last year I took track during the track season after school. So that's 2 hours almost every day after school, exercise. So that kind of like took the place.
So it took the place of PE.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so it kind of well, one thing I'm asking is, does it counter, and you're not going to be able to answer this, but does your exercise counter your food consumption? And that's just something that, you know, I was asking you about. But we'll have to explore that next time. So that's it for this edition of 411 Teen. We ask that you tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. This edition of 411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Teen podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.